When traveling the lower canyon from Diamond Creek to Lake Mead, there are a few things to consider. This short section of the video will go over a few additional details for this part of the Colorado River through Grand Canyon National Park. If you are continuing on to Lake Mead, please try to leave camps immediately above Diamond Creek available for those groups taking out here. The first thing you may notice about this lower section is that campsites are pretty limited. Many of the sites are heavily overgrown or eroded or have very high banks. Camp sharing may be more frequent down here. Remember that no camping is allowed within the Columbine Falls Cove area. You may run into shallow water and sandbars from River Mile 248 at Surprise Canyon all the way to the takeout, so keeping an eye out for those can save you a lot of hassle. Sandbars aren't the only collision risk down here. You may encounter speedboats traveling upstream from Lake Mead. To reduce any potential for collision, try to keep your boats close together. For those of you who choose to night float through the lower Granite Gorge, if your trip doesn't have a motor, you must have someone ready to signal oncoming boats with a flashlight. If your trip has a motor, you must have United States Coast Guard approved navigational lights displayed. In 2010, the National Park Service extended the road and built a ramp to allow river trip takeouts above Pierce Ferry Rapid. This allows boaters to take out above the newly formed Pierce Ferry Rapid and to avoid navigating through the mud flats, lake level dependent rapids, and lake sections between Pierce Ferry and South Cove. The Pierce Ferry ramp area is small and boaters need to keep a small footprint to allow all users access to the takeout. Boats need to be de-rigged in the compacted dirt area on either side of the paved ramp. This will leave the paved ramp open for boats that will be put directly onto trailers and not de-rigged. In the summertime, early morning takeouts are suggested as temperatures often exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Camping is not allowed at Pierce Ferry Takeout, so plan your trip accordingly and camp above the takeout the night prior to your takeout date. The only facility at Pierce Ferry Takeout is a restroom. 2 miles from the current takeout, at the traditional Pierce Ferry Takeout, is a dry campground and emergency phone. If you choose to run out to South Cove, it's suggested that you scout Pierce Ferry Rapid. We don't recommend night floating this section, and please make sure everyone in your group is wearing a life jacket. When you get onto Lake Mead, it becomes readily apparent that travel across the lake is easier with a small outboard motor. The lake often has a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind, which makes rowing or paddling more difficult. There's an unmaintained river runner's takeout a quarter mile down lake of the paved boat ramp at South Cove. The scat machine is often available on Pierce Ferry Road, about 10 miles away from Pierce Ferry or South Cove. This machine will clean river toilet systems that use 20 to 30 millimeter rocket boxes. There's a regular dump station there for other toilet system cleaning. The scat machine is closed from November through March. Other than the scat machine and the toilet dump station, which are reserved for scat, there are no dumping facilities for river trip garbage. With changing lake levels, takeout information could change in the future. Check with the Lees Ferry Ranger for more information. These are just a few reminders for the lower section of the canyon. It's a bit more rugged, but has its own character and far less visitation than the upper section. As is the case anywhere in Grand Canyon, it's best not to make assumptions, but expect surprises. Enjoy your trip.